What's up, my wayward wanderers, my little grease babies? How's this going? It's your boy, the big bumble Bali with that Grease Valley Radio. Every time, what's up? How's your questing going today? Hey, keep it up. I'm proud of you. Keep that shit going. And today we got a very exciting topic. Oh, one I just absolutely adore from the bottom of my heart. Ever since I was a little baby boy Bali, just rolling on my back in the slapped my stomach a bunch. I was a very cute little baby walking around. But ever since then, even then, I've always loved folklore and cryptozoology. Oh, I love all the myths and all the craziness, all the world, all the crazy people shit talk about. All the rat kings of the Eastern Forest and Million Foot and the walrus lords in Montana. Oh, always blew my mind. So many fun folklore. The beaver whistle, the motherfucking fox flute, all the beautiful things we have in this world, and I'm here to explore them with you. And let's just say, ever since the no money era has began, news reportings all the fucking time. Everyone every day is reporting a new mythical creature or crazy creepy little goblin fiend they found the other day. Is it all true? Is it not? I don't know. No one's really recording shit. They're just kind of saying it's all hearsay, so, you know, I could make up anything and say it's true, but sometimes that's the fun of it. So let's get into it. Let's see what's happening. Let's see the causes of why people make these myths and the reality of a lot of them. And sometimes, you know, the crazy reality that we have these nowadays. You know what I mean? On top of that, we'll give you some spooky stories, an update on the squirrel farmer, supply drops, and plenty more. Stick around. It's that Grease Valley Radio to you. What's up? So let's get to it. One of the biggest legends of the Grease Valley, one of the most famous local legends, is the legend of the Decadence Caverns. Of course, home to the Mother of Decadence herself. Now, the Mother of Decadence is a floral beast of many legs, most people say. And she's most known for expunging her psychedelic spores into the air, which people could get high off of and supposedly see real money and just all these psychedelic effects. It's supposed to be one of the best trips out there, the best visuals, best tracers, the body euphoria is insane. So let's get into it. And her many titles, firstly, she's known throughout the lands as many different things. Lotia, Helsinia, Godflora, Imperius. But most importantly for here, we call her the Rainbow Lotus Peed. Ayo, the Rainbow Lotus Peed of Grease Valley. Mainly just because of how many legs she has. She is hundreds of little legs. It said when she stands upright, she's standing on about like 200 little legs with about 100 other little legs in the air. When she's traveling on all of her little legs, she can move like a fucking madman. She travels a billion times over. It said she could pass a food item from her front legs all the way to the back, and there's a bunch of little mouths along her stomach that like each one takes a little bite of every bit of food till it gets to the end, and then the last leg throws the remains behind her. She lives on the Filth Crest. She looks down on the beautiful Grease Valley. Of course, the Rainbow Grease River comes from her cave. It's said that she marinates in the water inside of there, and every summer it bursts from the cave, and we get the wonderful Rainbow Grease River, which all the kids like to run through and have fun. Without Rainbow Lotus Peed, we wouldn't have that. Think of that. Because all these people still like to hunt her, and I think that's bullshit. Why you gonna hunt such a beautiful mystery of life, such a wonderful creature of life? They hunt her after her for her spores, apparently. There have been said some people who have cut a spore pack off of her back and had the spores, sold the spores, and anyone who has taken those spores could see true money and see the essence of money. That shit was bullshit. shit, but the Gemstone Horde, of course, they have their annual hunt of the creatures, and they go around, they hunt cryptids in every different region, and of course they come here, they hunt the Lotuspedia, but no one's been able to defeat the Lotuspede so far. I see them come back defeated every fucking time. Even the Ruby Queen of Mayark came here with her giant mace, her ruby mace, they're sniffing ruby dust the whole time, she came back defeated like all the other motherfuckers, so good luck, you stupid, you fucking poachers, you assholes, get out of my Grace Valley, you're not allowed here. I hope all the other beasts hunt you. There's tons of beasts on the way there, so if you ever do go looking for the Lotuspede, be careful. You could find all of her rainbow scales along the river. She sheds the rainbow scales and they fall along the river, so you could take those to the Sloppy Barn for a reward, but be careful for the carnivorous river gulls. They're bony birds who fly in the sky and peck down on people to pick people up and drop them on rocks. It's terrible. There's cloth spiders in the forests. They build giant like webs the size of trampolines, and if you get stuck in that thing, that you're not getting out, let me tell you. Or just like the common cave worms who like come out of their caves like giant beasts, and they're 6 feet big and they swallow a person in a whole bite. Be careful, it's a dangerous world out there. But, come by the Grace Valley and look for the Lotuspede. She's a beautiful creature, and you could get some of those wonderful spores. Ayo! It's that Grace Valley Radio. We'll be back with plenty more myths. Let me give you an update on the squirrel farmer Gibson first, and I'll be back to you. It's that Grace Valley Radio. To you. So here's an update on the squirrel farmer Gibson's quest, but firstly, let's just get out of the way, because the fucking grease dogs raided my shack. Those assholes came by when I wasn't here, and they fucking raided my whole shack, and they stole my squidberry grease. I know it was these fuckers. I could smell the smell of Mountain Dew and Starbursts from a mile away. These fucking teenagers are not smooth. These fucking 18, 19-year-old assholes gonna terrorize me? Steal my squillberry juice that I infused over a billion years? Over so many months? You're gonna do this to me? What is this, some kind of form of intimidation? You're trying to intimidate me, you motherfuckers? You little fucking grease dogs? I'm more like the grease puppies, you know what I mean? Coming to my shack when I'm not here, eh? Just give it back. Just give me back my squillberry grease, please. Please, I don't beg very often. Just give me my grease back. No more intimidating me, you jerks. But I'm getting counter reports from squirrel farmer Gibson, and apparently a few other local farmers are getting affected now. They're sending in reports of a tentacle creature. A tentacle creature, same size of about of a suburban, with 100 eyes, running around, making fucking train noises, doing his fucking So apparently it's going around to all these farms, it's stealing anything made of metal, it swoops it up in its tentacles, it goes to the squirrel farm, it scoops up all the squirrels from inside of the tree, and then it takes it up to its hill cave. You really believe there's a monster with a fucking hill cave stealing all this stuff and stealing things that it could eat? Or think about it. Is it the fucking troublemakers? Is it the local hooligans in town? Because let me tell you, I'm thinking it's the grease dogs stealing people's shit and stealing people's squirrels to eat. But no, they're telling me it's a giant monster, giant tentacle monster that lives in the cave. So, if you're silver tier above your fucking rose gold tier, please go take care of this. Please go take care of the fucking squirrel monster that lives up there. Cause I'm done with this bullshit. It's so nonsense. It's so stupid. Here's the loot upgrade. Squirrel Farmer Gibson's upping the loot. You get 5 more nightlight pills. You get a bottle of ghoul grease. Shit, ghoul grease ain't easy to come by. That's a good one. Actually, that's a famous Grease Valley grease. Wow, ghoul grease. A whole bottle. And a puppy mask. A mask of puppy. Apparently people in the old world used to wear it and it made them look cuter in pictures. So, know, wear your mask of puppy during your date or whatever you got coming up. Yeah, that's to you. We got more renowned cryptids coming straight to you. It's that Grease Valley Radio. What's up? Yeah, let's talk about some of the renowned cryptids and myths of the area and the broken world in general, because everyone has all these different fantastical tales, and, you know, it's all mostly hearsay. All folklore is an oral tradition for the most part. Sometimes it gets written down, like there's adventurers like Maltharis. Maltharis goes through the broken east, or just kind of the whole broken world in general, and has created the tales from the broken world, with all these lores and myths and creatures of different regions. It's really fascinating read. I'd love to get my hands on it. We'll start here with the Northern River Walrus. The Northern River Walrus travels through the Northwest through rivers like the Snake River they're notorious for. And they're giant packs of walruses. They have this blue-purple kind of glittery skin. They're giant creatures, 8 foot big. And they slop around the rivers. They make horrible belching noises. Here, I could play one now for you. They're just giant scarred beasts who travel through the water, and you could tell by the special walrus lords they travel with. You know, one lord per pack, they have a giant antler crown, extremely territorial, and apparently can influence the local animals. They could talk to the squirrels and the fish, and have the squirrels scout for any humans, have the fish collect food for them. Really fascinating creatures. They're said to have even interacted with humans, tales of old sailors trading with walrus lords, or apparently walrus lord raids, where they will raid a whole region, like the raid on the temple port of Kel. There's supposed to be Lord Magatross did that, the walrus lord, but I don't think that's real. I think that was more likely that, or the swamp kingdom took down an opposing religion. You tell me. I think it's pretty obvious. You got plenty of tales for the old world before money, that were interesting. You had things like river giants and tree dwarves. Look them up. They're real. They're awesome. You got origin myths that are awesome. Apparently, the Grease Valley in the whole Northwest was formed by the giant world pig, Ralphus. Ralphus would march across the world until the cosmic butcher chopped him up and threw his body all across the world. And apparently, the Grease Valley is made out of Ralphus's leg, a giant pig leg. Who'd have figured? But you know, some more real threats that I can confirm are stuff like the snake bears of the West Coast. Snake bears are horrible, gross creatures made of rage and just, ugh. What is it? Is it a snake head? Is it a bear body? Is it a snake tail? Is it a bear head? I don't know. You tell me. It's fucking gross. Apparently the Greel used to ride them. The most honorable of the Greel would ride a snake bear. Horrible stuff. I carry snake bear repellent on me. You point that shit, shoot that shit, and run. Shoot and run is what that is, because I've seen people choke and die on snake bear repellent. You also got fantastic creatures like the Greasitross traveling over the Red Rocks. Ooh, the Greasitross, 20 foot big. I'd like to think I saw it as a kid. I saw a shadow eclipse the sun. It was 50 foot big. I thought it was a rain cloud, but when I looked down, my skin was all greasy and gross. I don't know what it was. But even on the Broken Coast, you got weird things like the Rat Kings, dudes in like suits with like rat faces, and they make trades with people. They got rat tails for beards. Horrible creatures. They're renowned all over. See what's the local cryptid in your area. There's hundreds of them. Check them out. Grease Valley Radio to you. We're gonna hit you with a quest.
Hey, it's Jakey Johannaba. What's up, Enertron? We got the Enertron HQ Cruise. You ever want to be on the hottest cruise of the nation? You ever want to escape all of your shitty problems and your terrible life and just take a wonderful cruise for once? Let the sentient paradise take care of you. Have things, do it instead. Ooh. We got all these wonderful sludge pools, the cotton candy hot springs, so many wonderful
wonderful necessities, your own mega queen grease mattress. But most importantly, as always, we got the Enertron Classic. We got the Sentient Tech. Whoa, Sentient Fridge. Yeah, make any food you want. Say what food you want, it'll make it. Sentient Car, take you around the ship, wherever you need to be. Sentient Mirrors, to tell you how good you look, and you should really be trying this makeup. Sentient TVs, that make up whatever you want to see, right on the spot, right there. Sentient Dogs, in case you get lonely. Only dog can talk back to you and hear all the wonderful things your dog could say to you. Sentient doors say, open up, motherfucker. It opens for you. Come join us on the Enertron HQ cruise. Wowzy wowzo. Found on the internet. If you can't afford the internet, you can't afford this. Yeah, here with a quick quest. A quick quest for you. Anybody under silver tier, anyone in that bronze tier, anyone around like a shitty cologne tier or a basic donut tier, keep an ear out. Because you gotta aid Blessy Bone. Aid Blessy Bone in finding the local slime hot queen, Salvatoris. Now, Salvatoris is a local marauder. She's a slime hawk, a giant slime hawk who lives in the sky and marauds Grease Valley. She kills the local grease pigs. She steals our grease barrels and feeds it to herself. She bathes herself in it. It's terrible. We need to stop her, and Blessy Bone's gonna be the one to do it. Apparently, she's gonna try and stop the slime queen by stealing her eggs. Now, we all know slime hawk queens kill her eggs as soon as they are birds. She eats the young so they cannot replace her, and she will always be the slime hawk queen. So, we're gonna save her. Blessy Bone wants to save her kids. Save the eggs. If you save the eggs, maybe the new slime hawk queens will be able to take down this one. Blessy Bone's a trusted paladin. She's very stealthy, and she has her goop rifle. Her goop rifle will be able to heal you from long distance. She could shoot slimy goop to slow down enemies or maybe stop them in their tracks. She's a great paladin. Hang out with her. Go check out Blessy Bone. You can meet her down at the Schlot Pit at dusk. Meet her up there and you guys could get the quest going. Let's get to that loot though. The loot she's providing, not much, but what it is, it's amazing. She's offering basic provisions, some protein paste, some good old slop juice. She kind of a weird one. She's offering grown-ups 8-2 Escape from the Pool Mansion. Of course, one of the best in the grown-ups Hypercontrilogon. That series went on for, how many did it get to? 100 billion episodes? 100 billion movies? Something stupid. But most importantly, 20 minutes on her dinky-ass laptop. You want 20 minutes of internet time? Whoa, check out fucking Blessy Bone. Go help her kill Salvatoris and steal the eggs. Heyo, Grease Valley Radio to you. Go do your quests, and we'll bring you a commercial to you. Yeah, so let's go over some hoaxes and missightings, because when you're talking about cryptids, you got to address this. And there's a lot of different times. There's like foreigners misunderstanding animals, to basic fakes, to hoaxes. So let's hit some of them. We'll start with the basic fake, the copycats, the hoaxes, just kind of hearing of some creature or a monster and then like some asshole teenagers reenacting it and saying it's totally true, bruh, or like editing a photo to make it look like there's some kind of monster in it. Happens all the time. That's what happened with Millionfoot. A bunch of teenagers went into a desert and filmed it, and they stomped around and said a giant scorpion with a million human feet actually did this, and it's stalking through Death Valley and looking for its next prey. No, it didn't really happen. That's just stupid. But also be warned, the way cryptids, a lot of them formed, were from foreigners. When white imperialistic companies from Europe would go around and take land from people, a way to keep them out of the land was saying that some mythical creature or monster lives in that land, or you can't go in that forest because these spirits live there and they'll kill everyone there. And, you know, foreigners would not go in there anymore. Or sometimes they would go in there and they'd see an animal they've never seen before. They see an orangutan, a white dude from fucking Denmark sees an orangutan 500 years ago and says, holy fuck, it's like a tiger person with like a shield face and it could like throw a tree through a mountain and it could rip a dude in half. No, it's just an orangutan ding dong. But, you know, they didn't know any better. And nowadays, you got even more fucked up stuff. You got, like, the Broken East rumoring about serpent folk. Have you heard about the serpent folk yet? Apparently, the legend is the cult will snap you up, capture you, they'll shove you into a barrel full of crank juice. You don't exactly drown. There's enough air, and they feed you every day, but they keep you in this barrel. And then once they finally release you from the barrel of crank juice, you just marinate in it. You look down at your skin and there's a bunch of scales all over it and you got the face of a fucking serpent and you look like a... You can't even talk normal anymore. You're just a monster. That's some broken East nonsense. I don't believe shit like that. What I do believe, stuff like the dog forest. I personally have walked into a forest before. I was on a quiet little trail and three corgis ran up to me and said bark, 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 bark. And then before I know, I look around, there's like hundreds of dogs in the trees around me. They're climbing on the bark. They're in the treetops. They're going bark, 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 bark. Some of them are wearing masks and they're all looking down the trail. There's a purple light at the end of the trail. I say, oh, I guess I have to walk down there. And there's even more dogs and hoods and fucking three golden retrievers on wood stumps who do like synchronized barking. They're like, they're doing like little tomes. There's fucking old dogs in the corner who are wearing old capes and robes. Shit looked weird. Better than running into a bunch of Cujos, you know what I mean? Running a bunch of St. Bernards. I don't know what those motherfuckers would have done to me. And you know, just kind of like stay careful near natural sites. A lot of like natural sites where people haven't touched or affected yet seem to be the most magical and attract these kind of like fantastical elements. It's really weird. You go through the ruins of an old town, you'll just find some weird tech or maybe like androids torn in half walking around still. But like, you know, you go into an old cave and you find a mushroom who talks to you and tells you about the secret money that has been growing underneath them the whole time. Not like internet legends. Internet legends, you know, they spread through like social media and text. One of those like, if you don't send this to 10 of your friends, Knifefoot will kick your head off. No, Knifefoot will not kick your head off. There's no doxing ghoul. The doxing ghoul was just a group of dweeb hackers from some dude's basement. Not even real shit. Yeah, I heard there's a current one going around who's more real than those hackers, but you know, you never know in these day and ages. It could just be an internet oracle killing people to say that his oracle prophets are coming true when he's just doing it. And you know, the only real one I found in the internet so far, don't think all of them are fake, because I found the Silk Fairy once. I wish I had a line of Molly right in front of me, just like a red crystal. I could smash up and snort that shit, have a great time. Poof! It was there all of a sudden without even... I heard people do this with Mana Bling. I heard they asked for Jamboreen. Oh, I wish I could have an Aether Schmeg right now. That's all I need to go to bed. Poof, it's there in front of you. The Silk Fairy. What an amazing person. So keep your eye out and send any settings to Big Bumble Bali. Ayo, stay educated about what you're watching. Know what you're spreading and know if it's fake or not. Ayo, we're going to hit you with the supply drop. Coming back to you soon is that Grease Valley Radio. Hey, quick supply drop coming from the Red Rocks. Ooh, some people's most famous region, some people's favorite region for all their internet access and their accessibility. They're so centralized in the old America that, you know, they could deliver to most regions. It's awesome. So what they got coming to you? Ooh, we got pigeon meat. We got a shit ton of pigeon meat coming your way. Some canned pigeon meat, that yum yum. Lots of crates of mush, a ton tons of crates of mush. We'll keep billions of people sustained for a long time, so shout out to those mush crates. Lots of diet carb pills. The diet carb pills keep you healthy and looking great. Also, tons of batteries, and most especially, tons of internet chips. Ooh, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20-minute shit. Whoa, bruh. Check out your local markets. Check out your local shops. Look out for a red boulder out front of your local shops or markets, and that's how you'll know your friend the Red Rock. Supplies. Ayo, what do you make, by the way? Hey, you make something cool? Put it on the market. Get some food for that shit. Get some internet for that shit. Hey, tell us what you make on the Twitter, at Grease Valley Radio. Ayo, hit that boy up. That's a supply drop coming to you. That's the Grease Valley Radio to you, keeping you healthy and knowing where all the supplies be. Hey, and before we get out of here, I'm gonna bring you a spooky story. Spooky story, as promised. One to tell by the campfire, to tell your kids and make sure they're doing good shit. Because every story is multiple different, like, sections. They're all structured the exact same. So try to check out the structure and what this myth, what this urban legend has to tell you. So it's an urban legend popular amongst the kids in the Golden States and all the hooligans there. It's very famous. It's the legend of Old Ancient Mary. Now, Old Ancient Mary, a classic legend, it's about two kids who go to the market, and you know, you could interchange the kids' names for whoever, especially people you know, like John and Mary go to the market, they want to buy a toy, and mommy says, no toys at the market today. So the kids get all resentful and say, like, fuck you, mom, they're mumbling under the breath, whatever, I don't fucking care. Then they go to the local lake, like always, to go play. They play in the puddles, they play with the rocks, and they're just like, fuck mom. So they go and they look in the local lake, they look into the lake, and they see each other's reflection. They make eye contact through each other's reflection, and through that way they start humming the tune of Ancient Mary. The tune of Ancient Mary. And as all the water starts vibrating, you'll see that the reflections change of both kids, and instead there's this serpent woman with this bronze skin. She has a little hood on. She looks super muscled out, but super old at the same time. At the very same time, a storm starts forming around the lake. They could hear lightning and thunder. It's getting a little crazy. They look down at Ancient Mary and they say, Ancient Mary, make my mom not such an asshole. Let her give me a toy. And then all of a sudden, from the lake emerges a neon dragon with a billion tentacles and 100 teeth, scaling back like a shark would. She emerges from where their reflections were, with all these glowing glyphs all over her skin, with these giant bat wings. And as the serpent tentacle monster arises from the lake, eats both of the kids and drags them to the lake. The kids cry for their mom, and it's said that the wake that you could see today from the lake is caused by the kids crying. From the bottom of the ocean. Sometimes they scream very hard at night, and that's what creates such strong wake. Now, as you can see, the moral is obviously don't call to ancient beings, because you never know for sure what they are, what you're actually calling to. You could be calling to anything out in the universe. So, you know, don't just go looking for ancient beings or beings of power, because you never know what they'll have in store. That's the moral. But the thing's the spot is, you know, there's always a signature spot that something happens. It's at the lake, at a mountain. They're not usually too specific, so you could apply it to wherever you live. There's usually like some kind of music, some kind of tone, something that you could like to whisper or hum or whistle to kind of remember it. Keeps in your mind longer. There's a sort of attraction for why you would go to this creature. This being, you hate your mom. There's always a summoning ritual, and then there's the influence you could see today. So you could say, you know, of course this isn't fake. You see the wake? You see the wake on that lake over there? It's still moving, isn't it? So that must mean there's dead kids at the bottom of it screaming for help. help. That's just kind of how myths work nowadays. Let me tell you, Ancient Mary, a very good one. It works very well on the kids out there, so test it out. Ayo, it's that Grease Valley Radio. Let's get a wrap up going to you. Yeah, my little Grease patrons, what's up? Let's do a little checkup before we get out of here. It's been such a great day, but have you done the necessary self-care on yourself? Have you taken your Grease bath lately? Have you just like decompressed and totally let all of your stress out? You probably should. Ayo, take that nice Grease bath. You deserve it. Also, what's your water level at? And you know, I know it's popular to go around to shame people for their addiction to water, but also you need water to live. So is it an addiction or are you an asshole? You know, go check your food cooler, make sure that that milk hasn't rotted yet. You know, it probably has, but whatever, you're still gonna drink it. You and I know both, we're still gonna drink it, so whatever. And you know, what's your fashion like? Go get a new shirt, go get some new pants, because you know, you could dress however you want, it's up to you. And you know, it expresses different parts about you and gender's a spectrum, so like dress, you know, however you want and express yourself out there. Ayo, don't let nobody tell you how you should dress or what you should be wearing. Fuck that shit, bruh. So, you know, keep an eye out for the Lotus Peed. If you ever come to Grease Valley, ask about her. We'll all tell you about her. And no, there's no Knife Face or no Million Foot out there. There are dog forests, though, so watch out. Be careful out there, folks. But also, you know, stick around. We've had a great time next week. Next week we're bringing you the Grease Lantern Gathering. Oh, wonderful festival in town. I love to go to it. It happens like 3 times a year. Oh, so amazing. The Grease Lantern Gathering. The best food, wonderful caravans come into town. The big sacrifice, the end of the night, like always. So stick around. Episode 5, that'll be for you. Also check out the Twitter for updates and new supply drops, quests at gmail.com. GreaseValleyRadio at gmail.com for any opportunities and voice acting or sponsors. Check out that Patreon to become part of the lore of the Grease Valley and leave an Apple Podcast review. That's a free thing any of us can do. And that really goes an amazing your way. Thank you guys for always with love. So much amazing. You guys are great to you.